I want to give my own personal support for next Saturday's concert. I often say we don't realize what we have till it's gone. And we're very blessed to have, I know as a pastor, I always thank God for the music ministry we have here at St. Martin de Porres. If we don't worship well, then why are we here? The most important thing we do is to worship our God, and that leads us to go out and indeed be the rock salt of the world. And so I thank Ms. Tanya for her ministry, for our musicians, for our choir, people like Scott, who today stepped up as a young man to minister with us today. So we are very blessed here at St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church. And that can't just be simply saying, oh, yeah, I know that, Father. We have to show it, as I tried in a very dramatic way today to give it in my word today. We have to show it. So I bought 10 tickets. And that's for anybody who cannot afford to go, or donation, whatever it may be. But if you can't go to this concert, at least buy a ticket, give a donation to support the arts. It's not going to the church, not going to Tanya, it's going to the arts. And to see what that young man did, many of us adults can't do that, to minister the way Scott did today. So I invite you and challenge you, not just to say it, but to show it. As my grandma often said, give me my flowers now. Show me my love and that care now. So I invite you to be here. We want a full church, amen?
Amen.
There's nothing like singing and praying to pews. We want to have people here, but also we want to have that support there. You cannot buy this kind of music and this kind of ministry other place for that kind of price. So please support that outstanding ministry this Saturday. And also, two of the people who stood up today were Father Ray Donaldson, Jesuit, and also Laura Weatherly from the Jesuit School. And so, Laura and Father Ray, thank you so much for your presence here today. I noticed that this year we had very few children preparing for sacraments. And that's not good. And so me being me, I'd be fine. It's gotta be another way we can do this. And so I went and had a conversation with Father Ray, who is the chaplain of Jesu, and Ms. Laura, who is the mission ministry coordinator there. And we're gonna work as a partnership to invite families from Jesu who do not have a parish church there. It's a school, an outstanding school in North Philadelphia. We're going to have a partnership with them that anybody who wants to join our church from Jesu School can join us, and the children can receive sacraments here. And I'm so happy about that. We are always, always inviting anybody and everybody from St. Martin de Porres School to join our parish and become part of our family. But again, it's part of just being that rock salt, finding new ways to create the ministry of God. And so I'm very grateful that they've said yes, and that you'll see new people, and when you see them in our space, we want to welcome them. And as you see those children become part, that's our future.
Yes, amen.
Our future is in them. And so we have to build a future for those young people for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. So God has not abandoned us. God has not abandoned us, but we have to work, and work hard. And if the front door is blocked,
go around to the back.
And the back door is blocked,
go around to the side.
And the side door is blocked,
go through the window.
You got to put a hole in the roof and get people to Jesus.
Amen, amen.
And so today we have new energy as we move forward today. After Mass, there will be a meeting with the parish council and finance council immediately in the hall. And so I invite those members who have that responsibility to go right down the hall so we can get started as soon as possible. Greet you today, but know you have prayers and blessings for a wonderful week. Let's stand now for our final prayer. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let's bow down for the blessing. Loving God, we just thank you today.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
We know you're so good to us.
You
provide for us in the most difficult days. You're still with us, always. And we felt your presence today in word, in sacrament, and community. As we go forth today, Lord, we know that no weapon formed against us can prosper. No one can come at us sideways, Lord, because you always are leading us down the right path. Give us the strength we need to always know we are a soldier in the army.
Yes.
On the battlefield for you.
Yes, yes.
And we have a confidence, and we have a swag that comes from being a member of the family of God. May Almighty God continue to bless us, the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God bless you.